Today we continue with lesson number 24 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. We are in the 8th perek. Today we will cover the 4th and 5th Mishnah. That's Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah He. Mishnah Dalet. Shlosho Zesim Uvohen Shlosho Shemonim. There are three stages in the harvest of olives from an olive tree, and each of those three stages has three sub-stages with reference to the quality of the olive oil. That is, there are three times a year that olives are harvested. And those three times a year are called Shlosha Zesim. In each one of those three, there are three qualities, three levels of quality of the olive oil. So the Shlosha Zesim, three periods, and within each of those three, there are Shlosha Shmonim, three qualities of olive oil. Hazayis Horishon. The first harvest of olives has three sub-stages. Number one, Megargero Berosh Hazayis. You pluck the olives from the top of the olive tree. The word Zayis can mean olive tree or it can mean olive. So you pluck the olives from the Rosh Hazayis, from the top of the olive tree. Those olives ripen early because they are directly exposed to the sun, to sunlight. So those olives, v'chotesh v'nosein l'toch hasal, those are crushed in a grinder, in a machteshes, and after they're crushed, they're placed into a basket, and the oil flows from the olives into a basin or a tub placed under the basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sivivos Hasal. Rabbi Yehuda says that the crushed olives are placed on the outside walls of the basket so that the oil flows first through the walls. The walls of the basket itself are a kind of a purifier or strainer, and the olive oil comes out of them more pure than if you would just put the olives into the basket directly. So here we have the Zayis Rishon, the first stage, with three, with one sub-stage, the stage of Megargero Berosh Hazayis, etc. Ze Rishon, the olive oil which comes at the end of this process, is number one quality. This is the best of the best. Stage two of phase one is Toan Bakoro. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Boavonim. Stage two is when you place a korah, a heavy beam of wood, upon the crushed olives. Obviously, the pressure of the korah squeezes out more oil from the crushed olives. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't place a korah or a beam of wood, but rather stones, avonim. Ze sheni. This is number three subcategory of the first phase. This the oil which comes out of the olives at this stage, after they've been crushed further by the korah or the avonim, this is the second shemen of the first zayis. Then, chozar v'tochan v'to'an. Then, you take the olives and grind them through a mill, like a millstone process, after they've been already crushed by the korah or avonim, and after you grind them, you again, vito'an, again load the korah onto the zesim, pressing them further. the oil which comes out at the end of this third substage of phase number one, Ze Shalishi. This is the third level of quality of olive oil. So within that first phase, the Zayas HaRishon, you have three substages, the Megagaro, Rosh HaZayas, Vekotesh, etc., the To'an, Bakoro, etc., and the Chozar, Vitochan, Vitoan is the third. Now, the first quality, the Mishnah says, HaRishon Lamenoro, V'Hasha'or Lamenochos. The oil in the Beis HaMikdash was used for two different purposes. One, as fuel for the menorah, so that the menorah could be lit. And the rest, and the other use was for the korbanos mincha, the various types and kinds that we've been studying. So the first shemen of the first sug, of the first phase, that is for the menorah. But the menorah, the pasuk says, shemen zayis zoch. It's got to be extra pure. The other qualities, number two and number three, that we've learned already, they are designated for use in the korbanos mincha. So that's phase one. Then the Mishnah says there's a second phase, hazayis hasheni, the second stage in the harvest process, consists of plucking olives not from the very top of the tree, but megargaro barosh hagag. If one stands on one's rooftop, the olive tree protrudes high above the rooftop. By this point, when you're plucking olives from the level of your rooftop, you're plucking from the lower parts of the tree, the middle parts of the tree, not from the top. And of course, these middle parts of the tree, the olives there ripen later than the olives on the top of the tree because they are not directly exposed to the sunlight. In any case, after you pluck these olives from the middle of the tree, from the rooftop level, v'chotesh v'nosein l'toch hasal, you crush them and put them into the basket out of which, through the walls of the basket, through the floor of the basket, the olive oil gets strained or sieved or sifted into a and flows into a keli, into a tub or basin underneath the basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sevivo Sasal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't crush them in the basket. You crush them onto the outside sides of the basket so that the olive oil flows through the walls of the basket and in that way is purified that much better. Ze Rishon. This is stage one or level one of the first phase. Level two of the first phase, again, To'an Bakora, you load the heavy beam onto the olives, onto the crushed olives. Rabbi Huda Omer Bo'avonim, Rabbi Huda says not a korah or a beam of wood, but rather stones. Ze Sheni. This is the second quality of the first phase. Finally, Chozar v'tochan v'to'an. You grind the olives in a grinder, a mill of some sort, and you again load the korah on top of them, pressing them that much more. And the oil which comes out of this third procedure of phase two, Zer Shalishi, this is number three. The Mishnah says, at this phase, Horishon Lamenoro, the level one, first level of phase two, is used for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, v'hasha'ar l'manachos. The rests, levels two and three of phase two, are used for the korbanos mincha. Hazayis hashlishi, phase three, the latest phase of all in the harvest, otano b'toch habayis ad sheyilke. You take the olives. These are the latest olives to ripen. They're not really ripe yet. So you put them in. You put them into what's called a ma'atan, mem ayin tes nun, which is a pit or a ditch into which you put heaps of olives and wait for them to ripen. That's the process of otno. Ad sheyilke, until they become so soft that they're easy to crush, and oil does flow from them. But in the process of leaving the unripened olives to ripen in this ma'atan and to soften there, they exude a fluid which has a very pungent, foul smell to it. So what you do is uma'alehu umenagvo berosh hagag. You take them up to the roof, expose them to the sun, and they dry, or the fluid evaporates in such a way that the olive oil is now better. V'choteish, you crush those olives after the fluid evaporates, the fluid which oozed out from the process of the ma'atan, and you crush the olives, and again, v'noten l'toch hasal, according to the Tanakama, you put them into the basket so that the oil flows down through the bottom of the basket. Rabbi Yehuda omer svivos hasal, you press them onto the external walls of the basket, and the oil flows through and into the basket. Zer rishon, the oil which flows out of the basket at this point is number one of phase three. Toan bakora Rabbi Yehuda omer bo'avon, and then you load on the heavy beam, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, the heavy stones, and the oil that flows out after that procedure, zesheni. This is the second level quality of phase three. Chozar v'tochan v'toan, then you grind tochan, tochein, techina, you grind what's left, and in addition, load on the korah again to squeeze out whatever oil is remaining. Ze shalishi, this oil which flows out now is level three, quality level three of phase number three. Again, horishon la menorah, quality one of phase three is kosher for the menorah, which requires shemen zayis zoch, extra clear shemen. V'hashor l'menochos, even the third quality level of the third phase is kosher for menochos. Now, the Mishnah specifies within these qualities. Horishon sheborishon, quality level one of the first phase, ein l'malo mimena. That's number one of one. That's the best. Hasheni sheborishon, quality level two of phase one. V'horishon shabasheni, quality level one of phase two, shoven. They are equal. Hashlishi sheborishon, v'hasheni shabasheni, quality level three of phase one, and quality level two of phase two. V'horishon shebashlishi, and quality level one of phase three, shoven, they are equal. Hashlishi shebasheni, the third quality of the second phase, and the second quality of the third phase, shoven, they are equal. Hashlishi shebashlishi, the third of the third, that's the bottom of the bottom, ein lamata mimenu. No, there's nothing lower on the rung of quality than that, and therefore the shlishi shebishlishi is not used for menachos unless that's the last resort and there's nothing better. Af hamenachos hayu badin sheyitanu shemen zayisoch. The truth of the matter, says the Mishnah, is that not only the shemen of the menorah, shemen used for the menorah, should have to be of the finest quality of shemen zayis zoch, clear, pure oil. The karbanos mincha should also be, maybe even more so than the oil used for the menorah. Why? Because of a din, a kal v'chomer, an argument which would go as follows. Ma'im ha-menorah she'eino la'achila. The oil used in the menorah is not consumed, not ingested, not eaten. To uno shemen zayizoch, but it still is required to be the purest of the pure oil. No, if that's the case, hamenochos shehein lo achila, the korbanos mincha which are ingested either by the mizbeach in some cases or by a person in other cases. So they are ingested or consumed. They're not just burnt as fuel, as is true in the menorah. If that's so, says the Mishnah, Ein Odin, isn't it all the more obvious, Sheyitanu Shemen Zayisach, that they should require, the menorah should require Shemen, which is absolutely pure, top, top quality? Talmud Lomar, the Torah teaches us otherwise. The Torah tells us that Zoch Kosis Lamaor, ground to the point where it's perfectly clear, that's required for the Maor, for the illumination of the menorah. Velo Zoch Kosis Lamanochos. But Korbanos Mincha are not required to be Zach Kosis, ground in such a way that they yield the purest of the pure. Therefore, for a Korbanos Mincha, all the other Shemanim are kosher. And so we have completed Mishnah Hey, and in the process have completed lesson number 24.